We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's the first thing that comes to mind when someone says Republican Party or GOP? You think it's a good thing? Or is it a backwards idea or something old and stodgy or something negative? But depending on which pollsters you talk to, despite some success at the ballot box, there are a lot of people who really believe that the Republican Party, the GOP, the grand old party, needs to be modernized and rebranded. John Paul is the founder and CEO of one such effort. It's called Grand Opportunity USA, and he joins us now by phone to talk about the concept of rebranding the GOP. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You know, I saw you up at CPAC, and it did seem like you had a flurry of folks around your table, especially younger folks who I think recognize that perhaps the brand of the Republican Party, the GOP, isn't resonating very well with millennials. And, you know, let's face it, some other demographics across the country. And if you look at the trend lines, the demographics aren't really going in the Republicans' favor. What is it that you're proposing, and what have you seen with your research on this subject?
Well, thanks for asking. Yes, there's the demographics for millennials are very negative. They're actually stepping further away from the Republican Party. 64% of millennials want President Trump removed from office. It's that bad. And then for ethnic minorities and racial minorities, it's even worse. And for LGBTQs, it's while a small percentage of the population, that's also very negative on the GOP. So our vision at my organization is really based on a book I wrote right before the 2016 election called Cues for Conservatives, How to Attract the Millennial Generation and Unite the conservative movement. And in that book, I had suggested rebranding the party as the Grand Opportunity Party, taking the old out of GOP and replacing it with opportunity. And since then, we formed our nonprofit to spread the word to do this, because we think that, you know, ultimately the tip of the spear is your messaging. Just like selling a brand, your name and your brand message is critical. Big companies spend tens of millions of dollars on their brand image. And I believe the GOP needs serious CPR when it comes to our brand image. It's awful compared to what we're really bringing to the table that's helping people, and the opportunity that the GOP and that, you know, conservative movement stands for. It's kind of like the message. Our reputation is kind of the opposite of what we are. So we really have to fix that if we want to attract people to the party and change minds.
The word opportunity makes me think that you want to focus more on fiscal issues, on budget issues, on business issues, which I think many have claimed over the last couple of decades is a winner in a lot of circles with voters, including minority voters who are somewhat turned off or have been led to be turned off by the GOP's position on social issues and the like.
Yes, well, that's correct. And while opportunity, the first thing that comes to mind is economic opportunity. We've done something pretty creative, I think, with what our approach is that you know what the Nike Swish is, right? Everybody mm-hmm. knows what the Nike Swish is, the most popular, you know, icon in the world for a brand. We came up with the Opportunity Star. So we have a logo that we actually trademarked that has a star with a circle around it for the word opportunity. And each of the 5 points represents an opportunity point. So economic is one, but we have social opportunity, educational opportunity, personal opportunity, and national opportunity. And within those 5 points of opportunity, for example, personal opportunity, that's where we talk about your rights, your First Amendment rights. You have no opportunity if you can't speak, if you can't think freely, right? If you can't get an education on campus where you can have free debate. So that's a big point of opportunity we like to talk about, as well as rights, civil rights, LGBTQ rights, This is the idea of opportunity for all. So whether you're gay or straight or black or white, or you know, you're Jewish or Christian or atheist, this is a party for everybody. Everybody's going to benefit from these values of opportunity. So we're really excited about it. And you should have seen the millennials, the college students that came by, in particular, that came by our booth at CPAC. They lit up like a Christmas tree. It was like we just told them something they'd never heard of before. They were so excited about this because they hadn't heard of this effort to bring around the party until we kind of came up with the idea and started promoting it.
Yeah, we're talking to John Paul, the founder and CEO of Grand Opportunity USA. And speaking of your logo, that was one of the things I noticed from across the room. And it reminded me of Captain America's shield. Are you worried about the Marvel Comics lawyers coming after you?
Well, we're not, because the reason why I kind of wrote my book and kind of spearheaded this is because I run a marketing agency and I know about marketing and branding, and so that is actually closer to the U.S. Air Force logo prior to a few decades ago. It's a simple star with a circle around it. It's the opposite colors of Captain America. The star is much bigger. It's a blue ring and a red background, and that's different. There's two red rings. There's quite a bit of difference.
You're smart.
Like that.
Okay, but it's close enough to draw people in and have them want it on their T-shirt. I get it. Hey, when you do something like this, you've got to go to the stakeholders who are already a part of the party, I guess, and get their buy-in. Have you had any reaction from the Republican National Committee or from Donald Trump's people or some of the other candidates who ran back in 2016? Anybody who's saying, yeah, this is a great idea and we'd like to help you front it?
Well, we've had every single person said it's a great idea, including Matt Schlapp, who runs CPAC. He loves the idea. Mm-hmm. We had 100% of the people at the show love the idea. Well, I had meetings at the RNC headquarters with the director of coalitions and the director of digital voting engagement, other people there. They are very interested in the idea. We're talking about it. And then, of course, President Trump runs the party as the president.
Right.
And I've got some people that want to get it to him as well. And I've had a number of senators and representatives. I've met Trey Gowdy and others that I've met, just probably a couple dozen or so, people in the Senate and in the House representatives. And every single time, we love it. Not one objection. Every time is, who wants old in the party? This is what Matt Schlapp said. Who wants old in the party?
Right.
who wants to be old? So everybody really seems to like it. It's just, how can we move the puck to start using this officially? Because I really do believe it's going to change minds of many people. I've had Hillary voters and Democrats and independents come to me and said, if this is the message of the party, I'm joining.
Yeah, it seems like even loyalists would acknowledge that there's always room to polish up your image, if not rebrand, especially as you have new customers/voters coming into the pipeline. John Paul, the founder and CEO of Grand Opportunity USA, thanks so much for joining us this morning on Richmond's Morning News.
Thank you, John.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.